Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Now, when you hear that bell, you should think, I'm going to get my Bible and I'm going to use that as the textbook and become a student in this school. The way you enroll in this school is to get a Bible, pull up your chair, and turn up the radio, and then just follow along as we read the scriptures, and then also as we read from a set of Sunday school notes that was prepared years ago to kind of guide us in the study of this lesson. We're going to begin reading in just a moment in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 30. We're looking at great men and women of the Old Testament, and this is the second class we're having on the prophet Elijah. Now, Elijah had challenged Ahab, the king, and his prophets of Baal to a contest on Mount Carmel. Well, there were 450 of those prophets of Baal, and Elijah stood on that mountain alone. But before him gathered the people of Israel. And according to Elijah's challenge, they had built two altars. One was an altar to Baal, and one was an altar to Jehovah. And Elijah was to tell the prophets of Baal to pray unto Baal and see if he would consume the sacrifice. They weren't to put fire on it. They were to let that fire come from the heavens. And the prophets of Baal had cried all day long into the time of the evening sacrifice, and no fire came. But then it was Elijah's turn. And that's what we're going to begin reading in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 30. So turn in your Bibles there. I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. But you'll find it very easy to follow along in the King James Version. I am Bill Boyd. I'm the preacher at Rockcliffe and the superintendent of this Radio Bible School. And this Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. Now let's turn to God's Word and read this story, beginning in 1 Kings chapter 18. And Elijah said unto the people, Come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of Jehovah that was thrown down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob unto whom the word of Jehovah came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Jehovah. And he made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and cut the bullock in pieces, and laid it on the wood. And he said, Fill 4 jars with water, and pour it on the burnt offering, and on the wood. And he said, Do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, Do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran around about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass, at the time of the offering of the evening oblation, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Jehovah, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Jehovah, hear me, that this people may know that thou, Jehovah, art God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of Jehovah fell and consumed the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, Jehovah, he is God. Jehovah, he is God. And Elijah said unto them, Take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and slew them there. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of an abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. And he bowed himself down upon the earth, and he put his face between his knees, and he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a cloud out of the sea, as small as a man's hand. And he said, go up, saying to Ahab, make ready thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. And it came to pass in a little while that the heavens grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of Jehovah was on Elijah. And he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab into the entrance of Jezreel. 1 Kings chapter 19, beginning in verse 1. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a message unto Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough. Now, O Jehovah, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers. And he lay down and slept under a juniper tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on the coals and a cruse of water. And he did eat and drink and laid him down again. And the angel of Jehovah came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 9. And he came thither to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of Jehovah came unto him. And he said unto him, what dost thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, torn down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mountain before Jehovah. And behold, Jehovah passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before Jehovah. But Jehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah?
And he said, I've been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts, and the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 15. And Jehovah said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, thou shalt anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be a prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass, of him that escapeth from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet will I leave me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees of which have not bowed down unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. We're going to end that reading there at 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 18. And I want you to turn in your Bible, if you can, over to 1 Kings chapter 21 and verse 17. And we're going to read more about Elijah here. But let me give you a little background to what we are about to read. Ahab had a great palace, and by his palace there was a vineyard owned by his neighbor named Naboth. And Ahab would look out of his palace window on the vineyard of Naboth, and he desired that vineyard. So he sent to Naboth and said, Let me purchase from you that vineyard. But Naboth, why, this was the vineyard of his fathers, and he did not want to sell that vineyard, and so he refused the offer to sell. And Ahab, he pouted over that. In fact, he lay on his bed and turned his face to the wall and was pouting. Well, in walks wicked old woman wife Jezebel. And she sees Ahab pouting and says, What's the matter with the king that he's pouting like this? And Ahab told him that Naboth would not sell me his vineyard. Well, Jezebel thought, Why would a king have a problem with something like that? And I'll tell you what Jezebel did. She went out and found vile men to declare false witness against Naboth with a charge that resulted in him being put to death. And after Naboth was dead, she came in and told Elijah, Now you can go claim that vineyard and go take it for yourself. So happy Elijah now. He goes strolling into this vineyard that was owned by Naboth. But when he got there, who do you think would be there but Elijah the prophet? Let me read that to you from 1 Kings chapter 21, beginning in verse 17. And the word of Jehovah came unto Elijah the Tishbite, saying, Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who dwelleth in Samaria. Behold, he's in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is gone down to take possession of it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, Hast thou killed and also taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, Thus saith Jehovah, In the place where the dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall the dogs lick thy blood, even thine? And Ahab said unto Elijah, Thou hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to do evil in the sight of Jehovah. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and utterly sweep away, and will cut off Ahab every man child, and him that is shut up, and him that is left at large in Israel. And I will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger, and hast made Israel to sin. Now we're going to have to stop the reading right there, and we'll continue then in our next class with the story of Elijah.